Is that right?
Yeah. And I told you the avocado. But now, other than that, I can't think of anything really in particular that I just don't like at all, unless it be sardines.
No. I like avocado. I like that most anyway.
You do.
I know in California, my buddy had a, well, his folks actually had a big avocado tree. But gee, that thing would just be covered with avocados. And I was so covetous of those. But I guess they'd have 1,000 of them on there. And of course, they'd eat 6 maybe. The rest would just be there. If children are making a lot of noise and you tell them to be quiet and they still make the noise, you'd say, all right, now don't do that anymore or I'll...
I probably would say, I'll get after you, or maybe I'm going to spank you.
Oh, I started my daughter off with one this morning.
You did. That's not any fun, is it?
No, it isn't.
That always just upset me to have to get after my kids. I just couldn't stand it. And that little old Lester, honestly, he has gotten in the habit of, I think it's habit, just fussing when he gets up in the mornings. I don't know why.
Well, the younger one was in the hall and the older one came in and there was something between them. And then I noticed that the younger one was running and the older one was right behind her with her hands on her back, and she just ran her right into the wall. And it just made me so mad I could have taken her apart, a morsel of flesh at a time. And my wife came in and said, now, don't let your frustration get the better of you because you didn't get up when the alarm went off. And I thought, then you're next.
Well, when that alarm goes off, do all of you get up?
Well, generally, the girls are awake.
At that time?
Yeah. This morning, there wasn't a sound. The dog didn't make a noise. The birds didn't make a noise. The girls didn't make a noise. Just the clock. I shut it off.
That was just too good sleeping, wasn't it?
Yeah.
To have to get up this morning. Do you do this every day? You go someplace every day?
No. I haven't been any place since I was here before.
Oh, you haven't?
I called my man in Ponca City, but he's pooped out on me.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'm very sorry about that.
I have a little friend who has, in fact, I don't know if she's home now or not, but she's just been visiting behind the Iron Curtain.
Hey.
She had to go to Berlin, and she wanted to see her parents over in Germany. Her mother and daddy live there. And she has just tried, see, she was a war bride.
Oh.
So when they moved to Oklahoma, they came to Oklahoma, and she's married to George, I'll have to have Chrissy tell you because I never can remember his name. But anyway, he brought her to Oklahoma. And you know that that little thing got lost from him when they were in New York City, and how they ever found each other. She couldn't speak one word of English, not any. And they got lost from each other, and Helga said that now she can talk to us, see, just fine. But she said that that was just the worst feeling in the world because she couldn't even tell the police. She couldn't tell them anything. So what she did was go back this place where either where they were together last or whatever the connection was. I just really don't know the story to really tell you well enough. But I have thought of that so many times because of her just coming to this country and couldn't even say one word.
First.
And then being lost from him in New York City.